The amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS, as I said, is Shane, VK4KHC. And thanks for helping us out today, Shane.
No problem at all, Jim. It's a real pleasure for me, Tim.
Okay, we have about 4 minutes to contact. Our contact today is via, or is with, the Space Jamboree Camp, Robert Drake, in Oakwood, Illinois. Or is it Champaign, Illinois? You might correct me on that, Brian. Let's check in with the students and Brian Walker, K9BKW, and tell us a little bit about the students that are taking part today.
Hi, this is Denny Anderson, coordinator of Space Jamboree, and we're located in Oakwood, Illinois. And what we're doing is we're gathering a bunch of Boy Scouts, and we're involving them in science and technology this weekend. We've got Segways, robots, fireworks, rockets, hot air balloon, amateur radio, and a lot of people don't think that pioneering involves more than just making fires and tents, but we realize that there's some pioneers on the edge of space, and we're wanting to make touch with them.
Okay, real good, Denny. Thank you. Appreciate your time and dedication to make this event happen. We've got about T-minus 3 minutes now. And Shane, you all set on your end?
I certainly am, Tim. All set and ready to go.
Okay. What's the weather look like in Australia?
Weather's absolutely beautiful. It was unbearably hot yesterday, about 33 degrees Celsius. So it was quite hot. Outside at the moment, it's, as you're aware, it's 5:08 in the morning here. And outside is probably about 23 degrees Celsius, so it's quite warm and mild out there at the moment.
Oh, very good. Before the contact begins, you want to briefly tell us about your station and how you'll handle this conversation?
Sure, Tim. Yeah, well, as far as the station goes, I'm using here in the primary station, the YASU FT847, as the primary transceiver. It's driving an Andrews PA350 amplifier, which is running at around 100 watts. The antennas we'll be using today are twin 6-element by 6-element cross Yagis, which obviously will track the space station. My location here is a small semi-remote mining community by the name of Glendon, which is about 180 kilometres inland from the city of Mackay in North Queensland, Australia. Guys, when we start contact with the space station, it's really important that at the end of your question, you say the word over, because that's my key to switch between transmit and receive. Okay, back over to you, Tim.
Okay, looks like we've got just about a minute. I just want to remind everybody that before I turn it over to Shane here, this is an experiment with the International Space Station. We can't always guarantee the results, positive or negative, until the experiment's over. But hopefully everything will work out fine. We've got a pretty good track record on these things. Students, please do not forget to say over at the end of your question. So, Shane, I'm going to turn it over to you. It's all yours. Good luck.
No problem at all, Tim. The antennas are actually just tracking into...
4KHC, this is NA1SS, over.
Wow. NA1SS, this is Victor Kilo, 4 Kilo Hotel Zulu. Good morning to you, Clay. Clay, we have the students and participants from the Boy Scouts of America Space Jamboree Camp standing by for their questions. Please go ahead with the first question.
Hi, I'm Thomas. We are taught about Leave No Trace on Earth. I hear about space stuff. How do you deal with trash in space? Over.
Well, we like to throw it away, and we put it in a vehicle that burns up in the Earth's atmosphere, and that's the good thing, is everything burns up and there's no trace left on Earth. Over.
Next question.
I'm Willie. When you get back to work, do you dream you are floating? Over.
Well, Willie, I've never done this before, and I think I probably will dream that I'm spinning and floating for a while, and I hope it doesn't last too long because I understand it makes you sick. Over.
Next question.
Hi, I'm Steven. What do you like to do in your free time? Over.
Steven, my favorite thing to do is talk to the Boy Scouts of America Space Jamboree in Champaign, Illinois, USA, over the ham radio. Over.
Next question.
Hi, I'm Kyle. How did your parents react when you told them you were going into the space program? Over.
Well, I think my mom was a little worried, but she got over it, and she's now very proud. Kyle, over.
I'm Nate. What type of exercises do you have to do because of zero gravity? Over.
Nate, we work out on a treadmill and a stationary bicycle, and we have rubber band type weights, you know, like you see on those TV commercials, and we do that 2 hours every day, every day of the week. Over.
Hi, I'm Dusty. Have you given any thought to what games we might play in space, like Harry Potter Quidditch, for instance? Over.
You know, I finally saw those movies. You could probably play Quidditch, but you need a bigger place than the space station. We do play basketball, and we can play a little baseball. Over.
Hi, I'm Matt. How do you store stuff when you have no gravity? Over.
Matt, the best invention for space was the bungee cord, and we like to strap things down. We also use Velcro to stick it to the wall. Over.
Hello, I'm Matt. What kinds of emergencies do you train to handle?
Over. Max, we train to handle all sorts of emergencies, from a fire to a depressurization to a medical injury like a heart attack. Over.
Hi, I'm Chan. Is space life better than Earth life? Over.
Well, Sean, space life is pretty cool, but I don't think it's better than Earth life, because on the Earth I left my wife and my son and my daughter. Over.
My name is Sean. What are your favorite Russian foods? Over.
I really like their fruit bars that they have, that's dried fruit, and then I like lamb with vegetables, and their mashed potatoes are really good. Over.
Hi, I'm Tom. Why would you want Luke's lightsaber? If Spielberg doesn't want it, can I have it? Over.
I don't know, Thomas. You have to get in line. I'd like to have it, too, and I hope I get to see it when it comes up here. And I'm not real sure why they're flying it, but evidently somebody knows someone. Over.
Hi, I'm Willie. I heard some astronauts get sick when they take off and land. Over.
Well, some do. I was lucky and I didn't. And we have what we call puke bags, or emesis bags. If you throw up, you're supposed to do it in a bag, so you don't do it in your helmet. That'd be messy to clean up. Over.
Hi, I'm Steven. What do you do at the space station? Over.
Well, right now we're building it and we're doing scientific experiments. I'm working on a smoke experiment on how to detect it with a newfangled smoke detector. And then we're trying to build the station out so we can add more science modules to do more science investigations. Over.
Hi, I'm Kyle. In your training to become an astronaut, what did you enjoy the most? What did you enjoy the least? Over.
The most fun thing was flying in a T-38 jet, because we could go faster than the speed of sound. The thing I hated the most was going into winter survival training in Canada and in Moscow, Russia. Over.
Hi, I'm Nate. How many times do you get out of your shuttle with a spacesuit? Over.
Well, for me, hopefully only one time. I've gotten into it in a spacesuit once, and I'm hoping to get out of it once in a spacesuit. Over.
Hi, I'm Dusty. I know you like music. Can you sing louder, longer, and with a wider vocal range in space?
Over.
Over.
That's a good question, Dusty. I love music. I think actually it's the opposite. I think because of the slight pressure differential, it's less pressure up here. It's harder to do all those things. Over.
I'm Matt. What games of sports do you or can you do in space? Over.
Well, Matt, I've kicked a football. I've passed a football. I've hit a baseball, and I've shot baskets through a basketball hoop, and they're all a lot tougher in space. Over.
How do you cope with living in such close quarters with people you only met recently? Over.
Well, Max, that's a good question, but it's actually pretty big up here. It's about the room size of a 3-bedroom house, so there's enough room where you can get away from folks if you need to. Now, when the crews start coming up next week, it might be tougher. Over.
Hi, I'm Chan. Is there any seasons in space? Over.
Yes, Chan. You can actually see the seasons on the Earth every time you go around in an orbit. So what I'm looking for is maybe seeing some of the leaves and the colors start to turn when it turns into fall in the northern latitudes. Over.
Hi, my name is Sean. What kind of living space do you guys have, and is it comfortable to live there? Over.
Well, I think, you know, in terms of sleeping, I sleep in a room that's about the size of a phone booth, or if you've never seen a phone booth, it's about the size of the inside of a refrigerator. And all I have in there is my sleeping bag and all my worldly goods, and it's actually quite comfortable to live there. Over.
Hi, I'm Brian. Is it like camping out up there?
Absolutely, Brian. And one of the things that they teach us is to be a good expeditionary crew member. In other words, take care of your own stuff, clean up your own messes, and look out for your buddies. Over.
Nate, do you think it's going to be harder to walk on Earth with gravity? Over.
Yeah, Nate, the first couple days, I understand it's going to be pretty tough. Like, the first day, I probably won't feel too good. I'll be sick and want to throw up, and I'll be very tired. Over.
Hi, I'm Christian. How does it feel like floating in space? Over.
Christian, it's way cool. It's like being Superman. I watched the Superman movie over up here, and so then I started to float through the modules acting like I was Superman and humming the theme song. Over.
Hi, I'm Matt. What's the new branch of the ISS going to be used for?
Well, when we bring up the two new modules from Europe and Japan, they're going to be used to do scientific experiments, and hopefully we'll do something cool like find a cure for some kind of cancer. Over.
Hi, I'm Matt. What is the condition of the televisions that you use? Over.
Say again, Matt. What is the condition of what? Over.
The television. Over.
Oh, the television. It's like watching movies on a computer. And sometimes the signal's really good and it looks great. Other times it's kind of pixelated because it's not too good. Over.
Hi, this is Tom Honest. What was the first trick that you did when you were in space and had no gravity? Over.
The first thing I did was I floated into the module to greet all my friends upside down. I was the only one that came in upside down. Over.
Hi, my name is Wesley. Do you play with your feet in space?
Over.
Over.
Say again, Leslie, please.
Do you ever play with your food in space?
Over.
I'm sorry, Leslie, I still didn't get it.
Do you ever play with your food in space? Over.
Food in space every single day. We like to spin it around and take photos, and it's a lot of fun. Over.
This is Brian again. Do you take a lot of pictures out the windows? Over.
Yeah, Brian, right now my count's up to about 17,000 photos that I've taken out of the windows. Over.
Hi, this is Max. I've seen a lot of photos of what the Earth looks like from the ISS. What's it look like in the other direction away from Earth?
Over.
Well, it's hard to look the other direction because you don't have that many windows looking that way. But when you see things like Venus or the moon or the stars when it's really dark inside the station, it's very beautiful, just like the Earth. Over.
Hi, I'm Matt. What kind of video games do you play? Over.
Well, Matt, the only one I've played on orbit is the Tiger Woods golf game, and I have a lot of fun with that. Over.
Hi, this is Kyle. When you're spacewalking, do you have to duck meteorites going by? Over.
I'm sorry, say one more time, please. Over.
If you're spacewalking outside, do you have to duck meteorites? Over.
No, I didn't see any when I was spacewalking, but you could be hit by one, a very small one. It could be very dangerous, but fortunately they don't happen very often. Over.
I'm Dusty. Do you know when the ISS space station will be completed?
Over.
I think it'll be completed in just about the year 2010, because that's the last time the shuttle's going to fly, and that's how we bring up all the equipment in the shuttle's cargo bay. Over.
Wait some half a minute.
This is Brian again. Last night we were watching NASA on a video. We saw you guys go over. We see shooting meteorites. Do you guys see meteorites going through the atmosphere? Over.
Time to quickly say goodbye.
73.
Goodbye.
Okay. Sounds like we're done there. Great job, guys.
Yeah, I'd like to appreciate everyone that ad-libbed all those questions, guys. That was phenomenal. We ran out of questions, and they lined up. They had thoughts together, and bam, bam, bam.
And thank all of you people in the string that made this happen. That was absolutely incredible.
Oh, great. Let me finish up here. Shane, I assume you signed clear?
Oh, just about to, Kim, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
NA1SS, this is Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Hotel Zulu, now clear. Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've just shared a moment in history. Amateur radio station VK4KHZ in Australia, operated by Shane Lynn, contacted Clay Anderson, KD5PLA, on the International Space Station using the call NA1SS. and talking with the students and student scouts. I assume scouts are students at the Space Jamboree camp in Oakwood, Illinois. And I want to take a moment here to thank everybody that helped make this happen, including Charlie Fofana, AJ9N, as well as Brian Walker, K9BKW, and, of course, Denny Anderson there with his fine leadership. And on the IRLP and Echolink side, Wayne and Graham, and, of course, Shane, our operator in Australia. Now for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporations around the world, American Radio Relay League, and NASA. This is Tim Bosma, W6MU, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms, best wishes, or 7-3s. And I just want to thank everybody. And let me get the operator to disconnect the recording.